It is about time. It's about time. Ellen and I were sitting around the breakfast table this morning, and we were listening to the sky. And the sky is talking to us today. It's a very lovely sky. And the thunder clouds are going boom, 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 and the lightning is going flash, flash. Everything to get our attention. Now, Ellen says, well, it's about time we have some rain. It's about time we have this. It's about time. And now, that's good, but that's bad. Instead of saying, it's about time that you act like a good boy, it's about time that you give me enough money to have for my budget here, it's about time these things are, what we want to say is, I always have enough budget. I always have lots of rain. Lots of moisture in the air. The sky is always glorious. It's ideal rain. It's ideal weather. And see, when we say it's ideal weather and ideal rain, we're not telling the rain how much to pour and how much not to pour, and whether to mess up our roads or not mess up our roads. Well, what we're saying is it is ideal. So, Ellen has begun saying constantly on every relationship, it is ideal. She says, as she looks at the ads from Switzerland and the internet, and she sees all these smiling faces saying, I love Switzerland, I love Switzerland, I think Switzerland is just the greatest place in the world. Now, Switzerland has had some bad reps and some financial activities by the banks of the world and so forth, but they don't pay attention to that. They turn their attention back to, I love Switzerland. I want to be in Switzerland. It's the best place to be. It's the finest land in the world of beautiful people, honest people, people that you can enjoy being with. They're trustworthy. And you see, when the country, and you can be sure the publicists of the country, change the minds of the people about how they should think about their country, that's how they think about it. So, when the publicists are saying that we have a wonderful country filled with wonderful people who love each other and who love everything, who are happy all the time, then what happens? That's the kind of country you have. Now, Ellen was telling me that Obama was having a little tough time. And I said to Ellen, I say always, whatever you name it, you claim it. So, of all the people, Ellen should not tell that Obama's having a hard time as me, because for me, Obama's doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. And Obama may struggle a little bit as something, or make it look like it's more difficult than it is, but it really isn't. Switzerland could have been down the tubes because of the way the banking was done for a little while there, or at least the way it was observed. But they changed that. They changed it, and they put it back into its high level of integrity. And this is what happens with Obama. When you put him in your mind and his high level of integrity, then that's just the way he is. There is no thought in your mind at any time, whether the appearances may be there or not, that Obama is not doing the finest job for this country that anyone could ever want to do. As long as we hold our minds true to this, that's what it is. Now, people can throw scab talk around, and they can say Obama's bad, they can say Switzerland's bad, they can say all these things, but it's only when you and I believe what we hear that it's true for us. But if we believe that the United States of America is one of the finest nations in the world, why is it that the people of China, in all of their developments of their cities and of their government and other activities, are patterning it after the United States? Seems strange, but it's true. Look at Business Week magazine, and you read all about the Chinese people, how happy they are to be copying America. to be copying the things that we're doing here. And we always say, they're trying to take our stuff from us. Well, bless their heart. They want to be just like us. Now, let's bless them with good judgment. We see them always balanced. We see them harmonious. We see them not needing to steal from anyone. Not that we say that. But we see them so filled with creative ideas that they are one of the great nations of the world in creative democracy, creative thinking, creative being. The people there love to breathe fresh air just as much as anywhere else in the world. They like fresh water as much as anywhere else in the world. They like all the goodies that we have in our market as much as anyone else in the world. And the people in the poor countries and the countries that don't have everything, they too want to have. The children walk around with cell phones. My goodness sakes, how wonderful. We say, oh, that's terrible. The kids walk around with cell phones. No, it's wonderful. Because somewhere they're getting the money for that. Somewhere they're getting the interest from it. Somewhere it's inspiring them to live on a higher level of consciousness, on a higher level of awareness. And this is what we all want to live on, is a higher level of awareness. But we're not going to live on a higher level of awareness if we got a problem. Ellen was in the bank yesterday, and she went to the counter, and she was in this long line going into the different tellers. And then she saw the business line empty, and she's a business account. So she dashes over to the empty business line, and the lady behind the business line decided it was her coffee break. And so she closed the line, and she went for her coffee. And the people were disturbed when Ellen came back into line, and they said, why did you run over there? You know, what right have you got to do, you know, having special privileges? And Ellen says, well, that's supposed to be the business line. And I'd rather come over here because I get really good service here. But that was open, so I thought, I'm a business person, and I went there. And it didn't stay open for me. But you'd do that too, wouldn't you? Sure, you know. And once she explained it to them, they all understood. And then she thought, why is she in such a rush to get nowhere? She goes to the grocery store, and she talks to the clerks. And the clerks look at her purchases and they say, I see you have a very good diet. You eat very nicely. You eat all the proper foods. And the clerk in the store who's checking her out at the checkout says this to her. Now, they're very alert ladies. They're very alert people. But not only that, Ellen is alert. And she buys those things that are beneficial to her. She puts in her basket those things that are going to make eating a treat at her house, at our house. And I'm so blessed that she's buying for us. Now, what if someone were to say, oh, that's all the expensive stuff. Oh, that's this here, and oh, that's that, and oh, that. Ellen doesn't create anyone in her world being negative about her way of looking at life. Ellen thinks that every single person on the face of the earth loves Obama, just like she does. And Ellen does not hear anything from anybody contrary to that. Ellen believes that everyone in the world loves her. Everyone in the world loves the organization. Everyone in the world is harmonious with us. And never does one thought enter her consciousness to the contrary. And as she thinks this, as she lives this, as she knows this, as she is this, no problem. She doesn't have to have a publicity program to tell the world how wonderful she is or how wonderful this. She just is that way. And she shines it out. And all the world looks at her and says, wow, what a beautiful lady. What a wonderful world. What a wonderful world she lives in. What wonderful people she surrounds herself with. Yes, Obama is wonderful. And isn't that what we want to tell the world? What we believe, not what they believe. We don't want to be a reflection of what other people believe the world is. We want to be the reflection of what we believe our world is. And the only way we can do that is when we are consistently one with ourselves. We never do anything wrong. We always do everything right. And all the people in our world always do everything right. And it's wonderful. Just like I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, because I'm always doing everything right. I love you. Have a wonderful day.